1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kelda Roy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An outbreak of whooping cough has been reported in Brown County, says Katrina Nordyke of Brown County Public Health.
Yeah, if you do have three or more cases, it's considered an outbreak. I don't have an exact number, but we are seeing cases now in Brown County where they don't seem to be directly related to each other.
Pertussis is highly contagious and is spread through saliva from person to person. It starts with symptoms that are similar to a cold. If you're showing symptoms, please contact your health professional. New rules for school meals were announced by the USDA this week. For the first time, they're limiting the amount of added sugars in meals. The goal is to improve the health and nutrition for students. The limits on added sugars would be required in the 2025-26 school year, starting with high sugar foods such as cereal, yogurt, and even flavored milk. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers as their playoff series tips off tonight in Indianapolis. Damian Lillard.
First, you got to understand it's going, you know, every game is going to be a tough game. You know, anytime you go on another team's home floor, you got to know that they're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more confident. They're a team that already plays fast. They're going to play a little bit faster at home. And I think that's when we got to lean on our experience.
The series stands one game apiece. Baseball. Brewers and the Yankees at AmFam Field tonight. Football. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. Coming up, the Packers using their first pick on Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan.
Feels so great. I mean, I've been watching David Bakhtiari, following him and studying his play. So, I mean, it feels like such an honor to be able to go to Green Bay and play.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
To me, it's just, you know, I think we needed to add some things to that group. And this and Jordan just fit us.
That's Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place where living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, stop by on a TGIF edition. That's, thank goodness it's Friday. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World stops by with a week in review. Wacky things humans do.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. I got a little jolt. I got to pick up my mic.
I know.
So Todd's gotten us now. Wow. Our favorite part of the week, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band is in the house. Amanda's filling in today, talking about what's going on around town. How you doing, guys?
How's it going, eh?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So you're going to be in Manitowoc tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes. Yes, sir.
Are you growing a little something-something now? You getting a different look with this beard?
No, that's just laziness.
Okay, yeah. Just wondering. Thought you wanted Todd's look or something.
No, my dad said he can't polish a turd, so.
Okay, I think it looks good on you.
Thank you.
I'm just being honest.
If you search YouTube, you can.
I do. No, I'm telling you, you know what,
though? They say it's plausible.
Some people have certain faces for beards. You and I don't.
Well,
our faces are too fat.
Even if I did.
But he's got a good-looking face for him, so does Todd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have been all the time I had my face in the corner.
Must be.
That's it.
In Wild Rose.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
So, got Manitowoc coming up,
yes,
and
sir,
starting to hit that season. Not yet, but the church picnic things and everything.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to turn places down this time of year?
I'm not the person to ask that, since I'm just, you know, happy to be part of the,
right,
of the show and everything. But we generally book out 6 to 9 months in advance.
That far. Wow.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I talked to Dennis at the break, and the NFL, you know, we want to feature the best,
yes,
of the best of Green Bay.
Or they have the draft here.
Right.
And, yeah, and that's going to be amazing.
And he's not booked yet, so maybe that's going to be part of our...
We're putting it in Eric's...
We may do a Wednesday on the waterfront and have bands
Wouldn't
down
that be
here
something?
At City Deck. Cause this,
that'd be great.
That'd be the night before the draft.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're all coming Wednesday, and they want to just party and see the city. And
wouldn't that be great?
They're going to be like,
block the streets,
I got to get back there.
Yep.
Just tons
I love
of lighting.
It.
We're going to do some really cool stuff on the water.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, we should maybe float one of those, the gondola with the thing with the fire coming out. You know, it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's some really cool stuff we could do.
I don't know if
anybody
knows this too, but I'm draft eligible.
Yeah. Okay.
School of Hard Knocks.
Good time.
But I'm ready.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, Amanda, what's going on in Green Bay?
Yeah, Jim, that'd be amazing. They close the streets off and just
hype
up this part of town.
Yes.
What an unbelievable.
And have it be local.
It's an unbelievable setting right here.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you can say, well, there's going to be other stuff going on Wednesday, too. But with 250,000, 300,000 people, there's enough for everybody.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
this town is big enough for it.
It is. So we're excited about it, and we're going to do that. Plus, we're going to be selling pasties and cheese curds on the corner.
Can you imagine that?
That's going to be cash. It's going to be great. Okay.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Just used the slang, and he used it correctly.
Cash money,
boys. You heard my Kanye coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
That was quality,
that
man.
That was funny.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
I didn't know an old white Italian guy even knew that stuff.
Nah,
I don't think there's something that John doesn't know anything about. You know what I mean?
But he doesn't know it deep, but he knows a little bit about everything. Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't know the three branches of legislative law or whatever.
Government.
Government.
I think it's dis, dat, and the other ting.
Yeah.
That was his answer, too.
That was about what I said. Well, that's funny. All right, Amanda, what's going on downtown?
All right. So we're going to start with Friday. Friday, they got Campfire Fridays returning to Titletown. It's happening today from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can gather around the campfire and listen to family-friendly songs from David Landau. And I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Where is this? This is cool.
It's in Titletown.
Oh, is
it's
it
Titletown
really?
Okay. District.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can even purchase Build Your Own S'more Sundays.
Ah.
And it's a first-come, first-served seating. And then tonight is also Youper Night at Green Bay Blizzard.
Come on!
Yeah, Youper Night. They're playing against the Iowa Barnstormers at the Rush Center. Game starts at 6:05. First 1,000 people. They get a special Youper hat. And I saw that.
Really?
And I actually want it.
What is it? Is it a toque?
No, no.
You know what a toque is?
Heck yeah.
It's
How do you know
plaid.
What a toque is?
Take off, eh?
That's only one part of the UP where they call them toques in the copper country up there.
Right on.
Wow,
yeah.
That's very cool.
I'd be curious to see what that looks
me
like.
Me too. I want one.
Why don't you be a paper hat or something?
Yeah, it might be. Or I bet it's blaze orange.
No, actually, they're green.
Oh, they're green.
They're
okay.
Plaid and they're green, and I've seen pictures, and I want one.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. I do too. If anybody goes to the game and gets one and they don't need it, please give it to me and Amanda.
A donation to WGBW.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to put some Scotch gut on there to make sure it doesn't light on fire on your head or something.
Well, you know, one of those things, though, too, with these promotion things, some of those, it's amazing the collectibles over the years with some of those things. Something that, and the more people throw those kinds of things away, the more valuable then they are now.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
yeah.
They gave out, before he was who he was, but when Brett Favre was starting to get good, they gave out, I'm not kidding you, bobblehead dolls. Mm. That was one of the giveaways.
Yeah.
And that became valuable. I had a guy that, a mayor friend of mine, that's like was in the Big Brother program. His little brother was just crazy about the Packers. And he said, can you got something? And I sent that to him. They just loved it. And that was a freebie. And there's a lot of freebies
that's
that
the
come
stuff
out.
That's the stuff that gets value.
Right on.
Not so saying you perhaps will, but it's a surprise. You'd be shocked sometimes.
But, I mean, you see some of the merch the Brewers give away for their games.
You go to a Brewer game on a bobblehead night, you'll have people standing in line. They will get their bobblehead. They won't go to the stadium. They'll put it directly on eBay.
Todd's holding a bobblehead right now.
There's Todd's got right
there. There you go.
And they will sell them so quickly, you can't believe
it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. And that's nice. They don't really have to give that away because you're probably going to go to the game. It's just really a thank you for supporting us type thing. And
I think the Glambed needs to do bobbleheads.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
How cool would that? That would be collectible.
No, but
that would be huge.
With real wig hair.
But that would be huge.
Would the spring be able to hold that amount on the head, though?
Those are very easy to get. They'll make them for you.
Maddie Savage would be the collectible one. You mean, you know.
Because he's so tall?
He's Matty Savage.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
There you go.
We could get you a bobblehead as a wedding gift.
We would love to do that.
Awesome.
Bobblehead.
That is awesome.
It. All right, Amanda, what else you got going on?
Jurassic Quest is at the Rush Center all weekend. You can walk with larger-than-life dinosaur herds and with your friends and family. $22 to get in for standard admission.
Wait a minute. I thought they were all passed. You know, woohoo.
Still around.
To throw that one past us.
Life
still around.
We're listening.
Away.
Are you just trying to see if we're listening or something?
I've always wanted to be one of those guys that goes out in the desert and like digs for stuff like that. I've always wanted to be one of those guys.
I can dig
I would love to do that.
Archaeologist?
Yes.
Dinosaur hunter.
Yes.
Man, I loved the original.
Hey, that is a really cool event.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
Oh, I've been to it.
Okay, yeah, me too.
My son would love it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've done it. I've taken when Dom was young.
And then finally for Friday, if you go to the Captain Walk Winery, they are having a pop-up tarot reading, which I thought was pretty cool. So I added that to the list today from 4 till 9. Ask any questions. Get some answers.
I could see Todd being into that. I could see Todd being there. He's going to shake his head. Yep.
Yeah, he's just like, Amanda, quick, move on. Okay, so Saturday... if you head to Mr. Brew's, which I don't know if you guys ever been there, that place, food is so good. So Mr. Brew's over in Bellevue and De Pere, they are having a drink with goats event.
Ah! And I love goats.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's my favorite animal.
Still mink goats and pints patio party.
I know why, because goats don't drive. Think about it. No, don't think about it. It's Friday.
No, you're right.
I love going totally silent with him.
Yeah.
Because anything he can say on stage and people go insane. So we want to give him a dose of what it's like being in radio.
You got to keep him humble.
It's true. The more you drink, the better we are. That's what I say on stage anyway.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, did you go see Or had they already been here? Los Lobos?
I've seen them a bunch of years
ago.
Wow,
because I saw they were coming to the Epic. And I used to love them. I think they were awesome. Phenomenal. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you isolated this love goats. Where'd that come from?
Where'd it come from? What do you mean?
Like, since when?
It's my favorite. What have I always said I want as a pet? And I want to keep it at Big Wayne's house out in the country.
Okay.
I've always loved goats.
Bees and goats.
There's something about it.
You like goats. Okay, I just don't want him to be like that guy in Fond du Lac.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Guy in Fond du Lac.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Things happen in
Fond du Lac. I'm from Fond du Lac.
He just took it to a whole different place. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Okay, go ahead,
Amanda.
If
it really helps, my fiance's sister owns a pig for a pet.
What kind? Want a pig.
Oh man, I don't know what kind, but Murphy, his name is Hamilton.
Murphy's sister, they bought one time. A potbelly pig, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing got to be like 400 pounds.
Oh,
he's a big boy. He gets to come in the house. He has his own room.
Oh man. Yeah, there's something else.
Piggy is spoiled.
Yeah.
It's stinking.
But no, but I truly love goats. I like goat cheese.
Well,
that's okay, John. Okay, Amanda.
You're going to want to go to Mr. Brew's this Saturday from 12 till 2.
You love that silence?
Yeah. Kind of uncomfortable.
Works great on radio.
All right.
Okay.
Back to Amanda.
Speaking of Mr. Brew's, there's one opening in Oshkosh this weekend as well, Saturday at 10. Check that out. You can also do brunch boards at Zimbaldi's Saturday from 11 till 1. Which are like little breakfast charcuterie boards. They're actually really cute.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. And then it's Indie Bookstore Day at Lion's Mouth Bookstore, Saturday at 10 a.m., which if you spend $50 or more, you get a free Lion's Mouth tote bag.
All right.
And then finally for Saturday, we got Beach Party at Player 2 Bar. They're going to have tropical drinks, sandy sunset background, a costume contest, a raffle, Saturday at 9 p.m., which, by the way, speaking of their... When we were doing the trash bash, I actually found one of their coins in a planter.
No kidding.
Uh-oh.
I kept it. I was like, maybe it's like Shakey's, you know?
Yeah.
So they like never lose value.
Absolutely. I love it.
It's in my car.
Excellent.
Yeah, good luck finding a Shakey's nowadays.
Oh, I miss them.
I love them.
Same.
I love Shakey's. Love going there for their bunch of lunch.
Oh, there's one in down in the west part of downtown.
I would go down there with like Frankie Winters and some of those old players from the Packers back then. And they would eat like so much.
You say they lost a little money on you.
My God, would they eat.
Hey, yeah. What about, okay, is that it?
No. Oh, no. Sunday, good. We got Fox Crossing Fire Association drive-through pancake breakfast at the Fox Crossing Fire Department, which is Fire Station 40 in Neenah. It's, by the way, this is cheap. $10 a meal. And you get 3 large pancakes with butter and syrup, sausage links, scrambled eggs, mini cinnamon roll, coffee, or orange juice.
Sounds incredible. Yeah. But you have to take it to go? It all has to go?
Yeah, it's a drive-through.
You so just take
you,
it
what? And then... Don't even have to get out of your car.
Okay.
Yeah, and it all helps, you know, the fire station. It's 8 a.m. till 11:30 on Sunday or until supplies run out.
Honest, officer, it's just maple syrup, honest.
Yeah, or that, or...
I can see that now.
You're going to let your kids eat in the car with maple syrup?
That'd be a hard no.
You take it home.
Sanitary
on that.
That stuff doesn't get up.
No, that's the worst.
They put that stuff in a Jello shot, too, looking like thing, you know, those little plastic see-through things.
Yes.
Honest, it's maple syrup.
Okay, also, we got to set it break because you still got to do your part, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
All right, and Frank's Dinner Theater, who has some going on?
Oh, yeah, Frank's does, too. And then there's also skating at the Oshkosh Skate Arena. They're going to have contests and everything.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you skate?
No.
I don't know how to skate. Yeah. I don't know how to skate. Do you skate?
It's Friday. I like to skate on a Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Dennis.
I always wanted to.
Dennis Henny Youngman is here from the Glam Band and Amanda Beck, and we got live music coming up.
Right on the West Coast here.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukie says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Biden and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. The Mayor is not here. Dennis isn't here.
He's running in.
Yeah. Give me the sound effects, Todd. Thank you.
He asked to be excused, though.
Jim actually asked to be excused.
Like a teacher.
I gotta bring quarters on. I got a parking meter. I gotta go through the parking meter. Can I be excused?
Oh, that's right. It's after 8 o'clock now.
That's
it
right.
It is. Okay. No, I don't think so.
I think it's so. I think it's so.
Who needs 30 minutes to walk around and get your heart rate up?
Oh, come on. I know that's right.
Dennis, what is going on in the Fox Cities?
You are.
Area beyond.
I think you
all
got
points
it.
Beyond.
Well, there's a game three tonight. No one knows. No one cares.
Bucks.
Does anybody care about the Bucks anymore?
They're up by. Isn't? Are they up?
No, it's 1-1.
Oh. They're up 1-1.
Pacers are getting so chippy right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I was surprised there weren't some fists thrown in that game the other night.
Middleton's hurt now too. For crying out loud.
Yeah.
Where's the game?
It's in Milwaukee. Isn't
is it in Milwaukee? I thought it was in Indy.
Wait. Game one was in game two.
But I mean, it was.
It is in Indiana. That's correct.
Okay. It was real chippy. I mean, with a couple of those guys, like it was almost like personal. Yeah, even Halliburton from Oshkosh, they're running down the court. And he just pretty much knocks a guy down, hits him, and knocks him the guy down. Another guy was in another guy's face.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be interesting
friends.
Tonight.
They're
I'm going to watch that.
Well, it's been a rivalry all season.
All season, yeah it's great rivalry intense. All season.
The Bucks only won 1 out of 5, I think. This
year. Yeah, they got their number for some reason.
9-1-1.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, what else you got, buddy?
Oh, let's see what else is going on here. The Marine Corps League Bingo is still going on every Friday, friends. You check that out. I got all sorts of fun with these guys. They're at 4715 Sherman Road, and the average cost is $30 per person, as I said before. I've been saying it before, but I'm going to keep
doing it, please.
You know, but I don't want to bore people with this, but it's they're awesome people, and of course, it's the Marines, you know? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. And it's cool that an Army guy is supporting the Marines.
True.
I get tongue-tied sometimes. I want to say hoo-ah, but that's hoo-ah.
They say it pretty good.
They
do.
But Army guys go hoo-ah because they just want to sound like they're cool.
Well, do you know what that means, Jim? Hoo-ah?
No.
Has a
scent of a woman. No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
That's where I first heard it anyway.
I was half the man I was 5 years ago. I take a flame through this place. Hoo-ah.
That's right.
It means like heard, acknowledged, understand, or something like that. It's got an actual term. So when an officer would say something to you, you'd be hoo-ah. In the Army, at least, I know. But it does stand for something
like 10-4, something like...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's an acronym.
Oh,
but
shit.
Somebody text
because
me.
Somebody's going to say that,
text me. Let me know what it means.
Understood, acknowledged.
Right. Heard, okay, got it. Thank you.
Which it was originally H-U-A, but spelled H-O-A.
Now it's H-O-O. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is better.
All right, we're good.
Jeez.
And you Army guys say, copy that.
We do.
I know. And you Marine guys...
Raj. Say Raj all the time. Raj. Roger.
Understood. I saw a thing on the internet, one of those spoof kind of things about an Army infantry guy talking to somebody, you know, after the Army. And he's got a dip in his mouth and the empty Mountain Dew bottle. And it's like, hey, you want to go to that game Saturday? Ooh. Hey, did you? Ooh.
It's better than saying, is it?
I know, but they just carry that with it all the time.
Better than saying, is it? I'm going to the Badger game this weekend or the Bucks game. Is it? What does that mean, man? I still can't understand that. People
well, in the UP, we wouldn't say the part. We'd just say, hey, you want to go show? Hey, you want to go show? Yeah.
It's in there, though.
It's in there somewhere.
I grew up understanding that.
All right. Understanding Youper?
Oh, indeed.
All right.
Comedian Josh Wolf is at the Skyline Comedy Club the weekend. It's down in the flats. For those who don't know where that is, it's 10-04 South old Oneida Streets on the third floor. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful building. Check it out.
I love
There's the basement restaurant there is amazing and stuff too. It's awesome. I can't remember the name of it. Forget
Great
me.
Place.
Stone Pub?
Stone Harp? No. Stone Immaculate? I'm kidding.
Don't know.
Stone Arch?
Stone Arch. That's it.
Stone to the Bejesus Belt?
But you got to check it out. It's awesome.
What movie's that from? I generally only do two movies.
Yeah.
Generally do two movies, okay? Pulp Fiction and Caddyshack.
Really?
I've never seen Pulp Fiction. I told you I tried to watch on the plane. I just couldn't get into that. I just switched to...
If movies aren't sequential, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it out about three times to figure it out.
That's just it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
It's Bluegrass Sensimillion. You can play
that's Tina Caddyshack.
To get stoned to the
that I know well. With Bill Murray.
Is you know. I'm sorry. Vince Lombardi's Vodka Soiree at the Vince Lombardi Steakhouse is happening as well, by the way.
Tell me about that.
I'm trying to.
So that's at the old Paper Valley?
Yeah.
But what's it called? No, it's not called Paper Valley anymore.
Well, they that switched.
But everybody knows. But I mean,
it's the Hilton now, isn't it?
But it's like if you say Hilton, Paper Valley, like, where is that? You say Paper Valley, people know where it is.
Different types of vodka? Yeah. Is that what we're tasting?
It's still something Paper Valley.
Yes.
You can't take the paper out of the valley. You know what I mean?
But they went to a red.
Is it a vodka tasting thing?
Why? Let's indulge in an unforgettable evening of culinary excellence at Vince Lombardi Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
Join us Friday. April 26th.
I just want to go to those vodka places where they have the taste.
Well, it's a sophisticated affair. It says right here. If it's on the internet, it must be.
It's got to be big time.
Why do they call it a vodka thing?
It's an exclusive April dinner featuring meticulously curated five-course menu, perfectly paired with premium vodkas.
Wow!
How can you go wrong with it?
There you go.
This is quality. This is Tina,
I love
class.
The sounds of that.
Yeah.
Embark on a flavor journey as our talented head chef presents a symphony of flavors expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds with each delectable course.
And what did somebody on here as a health person say that vodka is like the healthiest drink?
They did.
Yeah.
It doesn't have sugar in it anyway.
Yep, exactly.
It's the lowest sugar amount content.
Clear the better, but water's also clear, Johnny.
Everclear. They also have vodka that isn't made from potatoes for people with celiac.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't there a place in like Kiwani-ish? Elgoma-ish that has a vodka
Denmark,
tasting.
Right? Wasn't that
Denmark? No, it's further north, I think.
Luxembourg?
No, further north yet. I'd never been to it, but I'd see the billboards for it.
There's a vodka place in Door County for sure.
That must be, maybe that's the one
I'm thinking
of.
I don't know what's out.
Okay, I'd love to go to and try tasting different vodkas. Although I've created some, not vodka, but some drinks with unique things I think that are really good. Okay, want me to tell you one?
Do it.
Okay. Vodka. Choice.
Yes.
Okay. With a little bit of squirty tang.
Say that again.
A little bit of squirty tang.
He's drinking at my house all night.
It's like the
I remember this.
Right, that's what he did.
Yeah, I remember this.
$6.
And squirt. You want a great summer drink. Vodka, squirt, and a little bit of the tang. It's fantastic.
Isn't that a vodka sunrise, but just cheapened?
No, it's a Mino sunrise.
Just another Mino sunrise.
You just wait. You wait till we have the Packer draft. I'm going to be serving those like you can't believe. Right, Jim?
Bring it.
Oh. Right, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get a liquor license, though. We got to jump on that because those are going to be gone.
I don't think we need one.
Yeah, we do. Oh, boy.
Sure.
That is something.
I know. No. Wouldn't that be great?
You put a little bitters in there, maybe? Yeah.
These are so delicious.
So the general admission tickets are $100 for that. Yeah. Check it out. It's worth it. It's you want to have a little class in your life tonight, downtown Appleton, please. Do that.
Great right. place. Outstanding.
Yep. Do that in the name of Vince Lombardi. Yep.
When
Lombardi
we come back, we're going to be talking with some musicians. I'm so fascinated by having live musicians in here. You can't believe it. Ramona was incredible last week. I had so many comments on that. Yeah. And she's actually performing tonight.
Was it?
I saw her last Friday. It was great. Yeah, I went to Mackinac's.
You took some video. One of my good buddies, one of the listeners with her too, said she was spectacular. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of the place, but it's right by Happy Joe's Pizza. It's a little bar by Happy Joe's Pizza. She's performing there tonight.
I'll be dipped.
And she's got such a voice, folks. It's incredible. But we've got coming up Ike Aruba. And Michelle Boudry, right?
Sure. Ike Arumba.
Did I say it wrong?
Ike Arumba.
Ike Arumba. Is that good?
Works for me, bro.
Ike Arumba.
Ike Arumba.
And Michelle back right after this.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Drug Take Back Day is officially Saturday. It's designed to keep unused and expired medications from being misused or contaminating water sources. And the event will allow for prescription and over-the-counter medications to be collected at various sites. Liquids must be in their original containers. Many villages and city halls in the area are hosting drop-off sites. The VA clinics in Green Bay and the Fox Valley will be accepting medications today. First and second grade students from a Green Bay elementary school celebrate Arbor Day today by planting elderberry shrubs at the Fox River Trailhead. The students from Aldo Leopold School will help Brown County Parks expand the Fox River Trailhead food forest. The project is made possible by a donation from the Green Bay Bird Club. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 58. The wind southeast gusting to near 30. Tonight, more thunderstorms, 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be severe. It'll be breezy with a high of 75. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. The UW system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Trump trial, more Packer talk, and your Friday grievances. Only on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You made it to the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Till 6.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We are here with our very favorite part of the week. It is our live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series. We've got Ike Caramba and Michelle Beaudry. Did I do that right?
Close enough.
Ike Caramba and Michelle Beaudry.
There you
Beaudry.
Go.
Beaudry. Like Halloween, you know. If you think of Halloween, then it's Beaudry.
Oh, Beaudry, okay. No, they're giving me too many different things. As Todd said, okay, it's like... A rumba, not a ruba. I carumba. He's got me so confused that so that's his fault.
Well, that's okay. We let the music do the talking anyway.
Nice, nice. Well, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Michelle, jump right in. How'd you get started in the music biz?
Oh, my goodness. So my first instrument was piano. That was okay. A long time ago.
Little and girl piano lessons?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Any parents out there, like, get your kids in music lessons because Amen. It pretty much pays off, you know, for 50 years or more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then I met Ike here through our shared vocal coach, Paul okay. Fontaine. And we both go to him.
So. I wish I had a vocal coach. Is he around here?
He is. He's in Green Bay. He's amazing.
I didn't know he does vocal lessons.
Short. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a possibility. Teach me how to
You know,
sing.
So
these guys don't think I can sing.
I'm not kidding. I started with Everybody maybe like sing. Half an octave. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you're professional.
And now he's got me up to like 2.5 or something like that. So oh. thanks,
okay,
Paul.
John doesn't know what you're talking about.
No, but still, it sounds good.
Yeah, I know. So Ike won't, not Ike. What's the guy's name?
Paul Fontaine.
The coach, Paul. Yeah, he.
Do you know?
It'd be like me going to play basketball. They come in and say, nope, it's not going to work. That would happen with him.
It's like that. It's like going to the gym.
It
He's
is.
Like going to the gym for right. your they, voice.
But they know right away if you've got potential.
Well, I don't know about that. But
Dennis, help me out here.
It's like a muscle. You got to start. Once you use it and use it more and more and more, you can
expand on
that. You
heard me doing Kanye
that.
West this morning.
Well, that was funny.
The example is when you said you started with maybe half an octave.
Yeah.
That's where home is. You know, that's where your bass is. Everybody's got to start from somewhere, and then you work your way
John,
out.
John, how many notes? In, so you got an octave. Right, C to C.
It's none of your business, but my octaves.
I like octaves on my pizza.
Now we're
getting
all right, personal.
Ike. Let's go to Ike. Okay,
let's go to Ike.
Well, yeah, Paul Fontaine, my vocal coach, too. He hooked Michelle and I up when I was looking for a bass player. I started seeing Paul Fontaine when I came out of a coma and lost my voice and other abilities, too. And this guy is a jewel in the Green Bay area. He's been trained by the best in the business in New York.
Really?
The guys they used to send Nirvana out to sing when, you know, they'd get a deal, then they'd have to learn how to sing. Paul Fontaine was trained by those New York hotshots. He's the only guy in the Midwest that can really teach you how to sing. You can go in there, you're like the guy that can't do the left-handed layup only singing-wise, right? He can turn you into a singer. But you're going to be pulling your tongue out of your mouth and doing all these exercises that really focus on the physiology of the muscles.
Right.
Singing was my weak spot. I can sing as good as anybody in central Wisconsin. Now it's because of the range and the dynamic. Seeing this guy once a week for 5 years has done for me. So
this
is a big ad for Paul Fontaine and Vocal Mechanics.
Sounds like it,
he's got a long waiting list, but it's worth the wait. But my advice to all musicians is learn how to sing because that's money in the bank.
I'm
went
still
to this guy
to
and said, I knew I could never sing Dirty Deeds Bond Scott style. Yeah. So I told him, teach me. And by golly, he did.
Really?
Now I can sing Dirty Deeds Bond Scott style.
And I'll just pick up on what Michelle said to parents, to get your kids in music or arts. And we've talked about that, especially on Fridays. And some parents may not even see the talent in the kid, right? And they just, you know, they just kind of miss that. And it takes sometimes an instructor or teacher to say, you know, your kid's got a lot of talent and can play the piano, violin, or
it gives
act.
Them confidence.
Right.
Right. And it, you know, just lays down the foundation early on. And they might not stick with music for the first 10 years, but maybe they'll pick it up in their 20s or their 30s or their 50s.
And that's a life skill. You know,
it's like golf. It's kind of like golf. You can do it forever.
I like football. Right, Dennis?
It's great for, absolutely. It's great for brain development, though, too. I mean, if you pick up that, it makes it a little bit easier to pick something else up down the road, too, because you have those skills of trying to learn something. You take the same approaches to whatever it is you learn down the road. If you decide to stay away from
it's
music.
It's real disciplined, though, isn't it?
It can. It's as disciplined as you want to make it. Just okay. Like anything.
Yeah, you know, I've studied up a lot on that, being the guy with the brain injury.
How'd you do that?
And, I don't know. Okay. It was Christmas Eve about 5 years ago. I was sober. One car wipeout. No idea what happened. I woke up coming out of a coma.
Unbelievable.
But what I've learned in terms of not wanting to get dementia later on from a traumatic brain injury.
Right.
And neck broke two different ways and all kinds of things banged up, was that when you do music, my parents didn't want me to do music when I was a kid. I rebelled and went the rock and roll route.
Okay.
In fact, my first real band was Alvin Staczynski and his TV recording orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 90s. Yeah, Alvin taught me how to drink beer.
That's awesome.
And many others.
Yeah, but when you do music, you fire all different parts of your brain. It's like a fireworks display in your brain. One part of your brain is responsible for remembering the words. Another part of your brain is responsible for singing on time. Another part of your brain is keeping track of the music. Another part of your brain is working on the guitar work you're doing. There's nothing like a brain workout that you get with music.
Mm-hmm. I'd never known that, Dennis.
Without a doubt. You said that perfectly. That's just amazing. It's so true. And so you're separating into so many different compartments at the same time.
But you know what Michelle said, too, about the encouragement of parents or whatever. But you had that with some great teachers, didn't you?
Without a doubt. Without the instruction and the encouragement of the music teachers as a child, I wouldn't be doing this today. My parents were totally against it either. I brought a bass guitar home. She said, take it back. You'll get electrocuted. I cannot make that up.
Wow.
So, yeah, without the support and of my music teachers as a kid, I wouldn't be doing this.
Well, tell us a little bit how you guys are together now doing this. And tell us about your music and how you perform and where you perform and things like that.
All right. Well, we're performing tomorrow night at Aunt Doozy's in Kimberly.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
From 8 to 11:30 p.m. And let's see. We're performing at Anduzzi's Green Bay East sometime this summer. We've got Howard Commons Beer Garden coming up on July 13th. That's a big Thursday night bash.
Cool.
They can go to the Facebook page and see where we're playing. But the thing about this band is we get away with playing the originals like other bands can't.
Okay.
If you want to play in bars, you got to play the covers. The people want to hear the songs they're familiar with.
Yeah. Right?
Well, and I did that. We learned the covers, but we've got an album out called Ike Arumba and the Infidels.
Okay.
That's done very well, actually. Every song on it is pretty darn solid. And people leave our gigs humming our songs.
That's awesome.
And I think we're about the only band I'm aware of that can pull off a dozen of our tunes in a set and not get thrown out of the bar.
So, well, I don't think anybody's going to throw you out of a bar, Ike.
Well, this is something I picked up with the grunge scene in Seattle.
Wow.
I was the first rock and roll contract law instructor at the Art Institute of Seattle. That's where I met Roger Fisher from Heart, who I got to play with. He was also an instructor there. So I got dumped into this milieu right before grunge hit.
Wow.
I remember saying, get this shit off my desk when Allison.
Okay, that's $10.
When Allison changed his first demo tape across my desk, I hated grunge. I hated it.
Oh, my God.
I was used to playing in cover bands, playing top 40 hits. I couldn't handle grunge.
Wow.
Now they're some of my best friends in the world. Now I love it.
Outstanding.
But the thing about these grunge guys is they weren't out to please anybody.
Right.
They kind of viewed themselves as losers in life.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit if they didn't sound like
Can't say that word. Can't say that word. Excuse me.
I'm spoiled by my own show.
Yeah. Go ahead. Pick up some music, guitar here and let's do some music.
Yeah, let's do it.
You got to hear Michelle's voice and yours. Better take the headphones off right there, though.
I was just gonna say that the Anduzzi's are in my backyard, basically.
It's, is that?
It's staggering distance, but I'm not. I don't drink enough to stagger.
And Andy's a great operator owner. That's
indeed. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I will see you at Anduzzi's East. I like that place.
Yeah, they hire a lot of locals.
Yeah, they do. He's a great operator.
Go closer there.
We'll bring it right up to that microphone if you don't mind.
Oh, I see.
Well, let's do something silly.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Let's give him yee hee hee. Start today. And then from there, we can do Irene. This is a happy little day starter.
Yee-hoo!
This is probably our most requested song, because it's the dumbest thing I ever wrote. Goes like this.
John, you could learn the words to that song.
I'm going to learn the words. I love the sound of this bass, though. Wow, does that come off great?
Oh, good. I love this one. It's like coming home every time I play it.
Wow, what a perfect
sing-along.
Compilation here.
I bet.
Wow. Do I have time for one more? Or should we do it in the next segment? Next segment. Okay. Dennis, talk to these guys one quick second about those. What's going on?
Okay. Here? You are. So many shows you guys play pretty much every year.
We're trying to do half as many shows for twice as much money now.
Aren't we all?
I started out playing this. The band's been rolling for about 8 or 9 years now.
Okay.
And the plan was to make it work in about 6, and then COVID hit, and then I got laid up in the coma and all that. But we've taken off pretty well now. So we're probably playing maybe 2 a month.
Okay.
And trying to be a little harder to get.
That's the spirit.
You know, it's kind of a money thing, even though it's not a money thing. You know, you got to do it for the love of the music, and if money happens, great, you got lucky.
Right, I hear you.
But it's nice. We've got a good booking agent, a company called Bananas Entertainment. Oh, sure. They do a good job for us. We're starting to get known more and more in the Valley area and such.
Okay.
And the people that hire us, they have us back, and we have fun. It's all about having fun.
Amen to that. If you're not having fun.
You never know. Let me tell you, I've been so close to the wire so many times. You got to make every moment count is kind of my theme. Because don't know what's happening tomorrow.
Amen to that. That's where I come from, too.
Live that, especially Dennis when he starts and he's huge crowds and just says, look, you know, we're here right now. Let's enjoy this moment. You know, and I think that's a great way to start a show because everybody's like thinking, oh, that's what I got to do tomorrow or I forgot to do this. And I'm sure the reason Anduzzi's keeps booking you and these other venues is when people are happy, they buy more. They stick around and, you know, and I think that's great that you bring that.
Yeah.
Energy
we're trying
to the party.
Good times facilitators is really, really,
I like
we
that.
Are.
I like that.
I've seen bands that weren't very good that still did great with people. You know, I'm not saying this about the Happy Schnapps combo, but I was their substitute bass guitarist.
Oh.
And these guys were crazy.
No.
And everybody just loved it. They loved, you know, the being flippant and fun.
Do you agree, Michelle?
I do. And, you know, the thing I wanted to say is that this community is so amazing with regard to music and support of local musicians. I mean, not only the crowds and the audience, but I think just the music community, people like Dennis and Billy Grysack and, you know, all the people that... you know, are so supportive within the musician community. I've really appreciated that.
He could be like too cool for the room or whatever. He's helping these young 14-year-old kids get into the business, giving them encouragement, giving them guidance. That's what keeps it going forward.
Right. Bobby Evans. I mean, you think about Bobby, people like legends like Bobby. Indeed. I remember I got on the stage with Bobby. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on the stage with Bobby.
But Green Bay also has a lot of venues. You know, just different places to play. They're not all big arenas. So anyway, great. We're going to come back. We're going to listen to a little bit more of your music.
We come back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here live from the City Deck Landing Music Studios. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, take it away.
Also wanted to say, hi, Christy. She's in Florida right now. She wanted to make sure we said hello to her, and we miss her and all that fun stuff. But once you know, you take a spot and you leave it, it just gets filled in with others. I'm teasing. Christy, we love you. Just playing. Thanks for bringing me around here. So we were talking during the break, and we have so many mutual friends and whatnot in the family, in the musical family, and Billy Graysek, we were just talking about, was just with us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was great.
He had heart valve surgery yesterday. He's already home.
Great. Good for him.
So I want to, you know, shout out to Billy and heal well. I know he's listening, and we got you, brother. I'll see you on Monday, and we'll tell lies then. It'll be great.
And a shout out.
He looks like he just got back from vacation.
Yeah, he really looks like $100 now.
Good for him. Fantastic. Can't wait till we get him in here.
And just shout out to his doctors too.
Oh, indeed.
We have great music in this community. We have great health care. I just want to give a shout out to all those people as well. So, go ahead.
Well, this is Ike Carumba. Did I say that one right that time?
That's close. That's close.
Okay. Michelle Beaudre. No.
We'll go with Michelle.
Beaudre. Why am I so terrible at that?
Everybody does it.
Is it French?
I'll just go by Beaudre.
Okay, just go to Beaudre.
It is French.
All right.
Ooh, it's French.
What are we playing today, you guys? Or this time? What are we playing here?
Well, I think we're going to play a song called Loosen Up that I wrote. It's another kind of get happy song, only it addresses those dark times in life. Everybody has tragedies. Everybody has bad things happening, and it's easy to get lost in your own misery. Then you look around, you see someone who's got it a lot worse than you. You don't feel so bad. And you realize it's a jungle out there, you know?
Everybody's dealing with something, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it is. And sometimes it helps just to not care so much. Sometimes you just got to loosen up. And that's kind of what this song is all about.
Do it!
Don't worry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You've been getting what you want, but you can't get enough. You've been wanting it. Soft, but you're getting it tough. You've been looking for love and getting kicked in the sack. I don't think you planned it like that, so loosen up. Oh, loosen up. Tell me your problems, now shut up and loosen up. You're getting it sour. You've been living by the minute, but you're suffering by the hour. You've been looking for love and getting a slap. Don't look at me, I can't turn it back, so loosen up. Oh, loosen up. Tell me your problems, now shut up. They'll loosen up. You're getting it sour. You've been living by the minute, but you're suffering by the hour. You've been looking for love and getting a slap. Don't look at me, I can't turn it back. So loosen up. Oh, loosen up. Tell me your problems, now shut up. Tell me your problems again, now shut up. Tell me your problems, now give it up and loosen up.
Awesome.
That works. That works.
Boy, you guys blend nice together. That bass comes through so cool, so sharp. And with you, I mean, you guys really complement each other really, really well.
I love the bass. It's always been my traditional instrument.
Absolutely. Isn't it great?
Yeah, I couldn't find a lead player in Shawano about 9 years ago, so I took up playing lead guitar.
Okay.
And the rest is not history.
But still, it's pretty cool.
So but it sure is something.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write the lyrics?
I wrote that song in about 5 minutes.
I was going to guess
those
that.
Those are the best kind.
They yeah. are. Yeah, that's yeah. great.
Sometimes they come. You know, I have boxes of half songs at home I've been writing yeah. since I was 20 years old. And I'll not be able to get that third verse or whatever, and in the box it goes. And other songs just fly out of you. Yeah. Well, Zombie Farm is one that's done quite well on the album. And Zombie Farm I wrote in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other times you'll struggle for years with right. a song.
Not- really, huh?
Yeah. yeah.
Wow.
It's yeah. it's funny. It used to help when I would get inebriated. Mm. It would help yeah. me write songs. But I don't, you know, now it's pretty much only crack 24/7. But sometimes sure. inspiration's
hey, I, we,
you know, not there.
We talked about the website. What is it? We didn't mention it.
Well, we Did have we? A band page at ReverbNation.com.
Okay. Okay.
The that's Icarumba and the Infidels band page, and that has a bunch of the original music on it, and it will also list upcoming gigs.
That's what I want to know is where you're playing next. So, yeah. Okay, good. And that's and at ReverbNation?
Yep.
ReverbNation.com. All right, right, I got it.
Michelle, I have to ask you, I don't think a lot of women go into playing bass, do they?
Probably not. I mean, I'm on these Facebook forums with bass players on, you know, 500,000 people on there, and they're like 10 women.
That's what I mean. It's cool, though, yeah.
I've always wanted to play the bass. I mean, I play piano, then I play violin.
The big
right?
story is that she's Tina Weymouth's daughter. Talking as bass guitarist is her mom. Okay. It's kind of a hush-hush pregnancy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I will say that's one of my favorite songs to play, though, is Psycho Killer.
Michelle.
Yeah, that's a crowd pleaser.
Good night, everybody.
What, the bass. I mean, yes. You got to have a good bass player. And that really sets the rhythm, the tone for the band. Is that why you wanted to play it? Why do you want to play bass? That's a cool instrument, but that and percussion, right? Don't all these guys
right.
say if you don't have those two, you're no matter how good everybody
yeah.
else is.
No, I think the bass just speaks to me. You know, the rhythm and it kind of ties the rhythm and the
right.
the melody and the harmony all
That's
together.
Exactly what I was trying
like
to
right
say.
In the middle,
That's exactly
you know?
What I was trying to
it
say.
It blends along yeah. without the percussion aspect of it too.
Right.
Talk to the mic there real quick, Dennis.
How's it going, eh?
Hey.
I love how you did that. How you blend together without the percussion aspect of it too. I mean, your backs to each other, and you're still pulling it off
exactly.
in time. That's awesome.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah,
we've been doing it for about a year, so that, as you know, that starts to come naturally. And of course, the bass is, in some regards, a percussive instrument itself, as you know.
Yep. Of
course.
1 minute.
You bet.
Do you want to play something?
It's the time.
We got 1 minute. You want to play a little something
yeah,
on the way out?
Play us out.
End the week for us.
Oh, let's get him stuck in South Kashina.
Yes. I don't think. Can we do that in a minute?
Yeah, we'll get as far as
we a minute to play.
We'll get as far as we go.
Icarumba and Michelle Boudry taking us up for the weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Right.
ReverbNation.com.
Got a tow from a guy named Joe. Cost $60. Hope I don't run out of dough. Told me about a sex offense, put him 3 days in jail. Stuck in South Kashina, hope I live to tell the tale. Can't go
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We'll talk about the overlooked accomplishments of the Biden administration and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.